Okay, welcome for this program today. We want to thank God. My name is Bishop Moses Wafula. I'm here to present the message of the Lord, the message of the gospel, the message of the good news of the Word of God to everyone who listen and who believe in the Lord. And God has a powerful way for bringing us together and to share kingdom. Today we want to see weeks about being God, being a missionary to us. He started the work of missionary. He started the work of sending his son Jesus coming down to show us the way, to show us how God wants us to be. To bring us back to the first place where we were before the fall, before the sin came to the world. We were in the perfect form of God. We were like God. We were in the image of God, in the likeness of God. We are like God, but we look at God and we start going for our own way, so that God sent his own son to reconcile us back to him. And what I want to share is our time. Now is the time. The time of us to work. God have done his part. God have finished what he wanted to do, but is now working through us to accomplish what he started through Jesus Christ. Because it's the time of us to stand up for the gospel. It's the time for us to stand up for the kingdom of God. It's the time for us to go and pray for the heart of Jesus Christ, to bring many souls in this kingdom, to come in his kingdom. And how they are going to come in let out and save those who are lost ones to God and bring them to God's kingdom. God have that mandate. It's a commission. Is something we need to do by his will, by his help, by his Holy Spirit leading us. We are there to do what God wants to do. We want just to see Matthew 9, 5 to verse 8. This is what Jesus, when he was in this earth, he was doing the same work, going around preaching the gospel in the villages, in the families, in the societies, in the churches. He was going around doing God's business, doing God's work. And he was moving from place to place to preach the gospel. The Bible says like this in chapter 9, verse 13. That five say, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sick and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were worried and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Jesus, when he was preaching in the villages, when he was moving around in the churches, in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of heaven, Jesus was trying to bring to our senses, to our understanding, that we need to be in this kingdom of God. We need to be involved. We need to be a part and a parcel in this kingdom. So God was using Jesus on that time to bring the kingdom of God in the earth, to teach the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God was God loved the world, and he gave the key to the world, which is us, so that he can cleanse us from our sin, to set us free from our iniquities, from our abomination, clean and be holy before God. That's the message. The message was, when he was preaching the message, he met the sick people. And Jesus was there to heal them. He healed all the sick people and those who have different problems. Jesus healed them all. But when he was teaching and going around, people were coming in a multitude. And Jesus see that these people, they are like scattered. They are like they don't have a sheep head. People from here and there, they didn't have a leader. So Jesus said, disciples, the harvests are plenty. Up to this moment, this is our time. I want to encourage you that outside there, people are still worried and wondering, and they are going like they don't have a leader. They don't have a sheep head. So they are still walking, and some are suffering their pain of sickness and diseases. Some are scared for things of the world. Some are committing suicide because the life is pressing them too much. They don't know what to do. People are suffering outside there. This is our time as the church. This is the time of the believer to have a compassion like Jesus when he saw them, like people who don't have hope. They are walking like people who don't have a sheep. They are like sheep who have sheep heads. Jesus have them. So as church, every believer, we need to have a compassion heart for these people who don't know Jesus, who are not in this kingdom, who are wandering away, who are running up and down, who are scared for the things of the world, who are scared for the sickness, who are scared for coronavirus, who are scared for things they don't know what to do. They are suffering. You as a believer, you need to have a compassion heart like Jesus, because Jesus is working through us now. This is our time to change and bring things to the world, to people to experience the kingdom of God. That God, Jesus, have given us power. Jesus have given us to heal the sick, to heal all diseases, to cast out the demons. To bring these people in the hope of God, that there's still hope there. Where they have seen nothing, we've told them there's something good for them. Jesus is still working through us. And he said to disciples, look, the harvest are plenty, but there are few. Which means God is not looking for only leaders of the church. It's not looking for only the apostles. It's not looking for only prophets, the evangelists, teachers, and pastors of the church. It's looking for every individual who is in his body, because he said to disciples, he was with 12, and he was with other disciples. But Jesus see that those number was not enough, and he took the honor. Who give reparations to send more us. We are praying that God to send you to go to village, to go to the prison, because people have lost the hope. People are worried. They don't know what to do tomorrow. They don't have the things which is wearing them. But as a believer, the sons of the Lord, every individual is invited to work in this kingdom of God, to stand up and preach the good news, to tell people about God, who is a good God, who have already given us everything, who has already given us authority, who have already given us this job. But to do this hard, you need to feel that these people, they need help. Hard, because to be not an easy decision. Because that will make you, people look at you like you are greasy. People look like you are not thinking very well. People can think that you are short of something. People can advise you, and they are scared and they are fearful. Because where God is sending you It's not only sending you in a good place. Sometimes God sends you in a very rough place, in a very rough village, where people see that that village is not good. People are murderers. People are stealing. People are killing each other. People are doing evil things there. It's a dirty place. It's a scary place. And you see like there's nobody there. But God sees those people, they need Jesus. He sent you there. People say, don't go there. Look another place. You go there. God will use you to change that village, to change that city, to change that area. God is looking somebody who is ready to go. It's to everybody. Who would go for God? Jesus, it's you and me. God is calling us for special purpose. And He have chosen us among people. He have chosen you from your family. He have chosen you from your clan. He have chosen you from where you are to come to present this kingdom of God. And this kingdom of God, we need to share people. Because people, they have gone away from God. People have scattered from God. People have moved away. When you ask many people this time, they say there's no need to go to church. Why people are thinking like that? The test of Jesus in the church is not there. Because the compassion heart is not there. People are not feeling that. So they see there's no need. We need hope. Jesus did the same. If they lose hope, we tell them Jesus still a healing. And if they believe, Jesus will heal their sick. Because He gives us that mandate. He gives us that power. So we need to know that we have called. And in chapter 10, Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, and when He had called 12 disciples, to Him, He gave them power of unclean spirits to cut all kind of sickness and of diseases. Verse 2. Now the name of the disciples are those first Simon Peter. We know Simon. We know other disciples. What? 12 disciples. Jesus called them and gave them power. The same power we have. The same power He gave them, we have the same power. He has filled all of us with His own spirit. The Spirit of God is in us. But if we don't exercise those powers, it will just be in us. It will not work. It will not help nobody. You get people with evil spirits, they're sitting in the church, they're suffering and struggling with those evil spirits. We have given power to drive those spirits out of people, free. Some people are struggling with some issues. It's not that they like to be like that. They are struggling because evil spirits are in their life. They are struggling with things. They don't want to do it. But evil spirits are leading them to do it. We want to drop those spirits out by the power of God so that they can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, lead them to the kingdom of God. To do the will of God. And He has given us power to lay our hands in the sick people, with people with diseases, and we believe in recovery. That's the power we have given by the Lord Jesus Christ. He called 12 to Him and He gave them power and authority to do it. Individual, every upon again spirit, He's asked that power of God to demonstrate the work, the power of God which is in him or her. It's up to you to use the power of God so that this world where we're going out, we are going to meet sick people. When we go out, we are going to meet with diseases. When we go out, we are going to meet people who are full with demons. Our walking with the Spirit of God is to rebuke those spirits out. It's to lay hands on people will get healed. By the stripe of Jesus, every disease, sickness is healed. So it's up to us to stand in the Word of God and believe what God has given us. We have given power. It's like we go in the government, and the government give you power, the office with the power. You are governor. They're giving you some powers to reform the area. But if you don't use the power, it will be with the Lord and no development, because you are not using the power. It's not the power, you have it. But because you are not using it, it will be there, but it will be like nothing. So God have given us power. Jesus have given us power to do the job. The job must be done, and this is the hour. This is the time of harvest. We need to see it's planted all over the world. The world is shaken up. The world is being shaken in different things. People are thinking about the climate of the world. People are thinking about what they're going to do tomorrow. Because the tomorrow is not tomorrow. Tomorrow is telling people no hope. But we have hope in Jesus. When the world is shaking up, it's us, the kingdom presenter, the kingdom of God, who tell people that we have hope. This is not going to finish the world. This is not going to clear everything. We need to give people hope until Jesus comes. We need to share the gospel. We need to share the love of God until He comes. That's the work I have given us. And it's a mandate. It's a duty. We need to do it so that we want to see the world be receiving the gifts of God, the love of God, the goodness of God. And as we demonstrate these powers, we shall see this power being effective. Those people were using, those people were doing exactly as the Word of God is telling them. They are seeing these things are working. They are driving out demons from people. They are laying hands on them. They are speaking. People are getting healed. People have testimonies. When you wear people, the churches, people practice the gift art, you see testimony. But some areas you can go there, there's no testimony. Why? Because the powers are not being used so that people cannot, they don't have anything. Anything to testify. They don't have any testimony. Because they are not feeling nothing, they are not getting nothing. They come with a problem. And it didn't work like that. Jesus, when they see these people with sickness, the heart of compassion moved to Jesus. And He went towards them. And He laid His hands. And He asked the Father for the healing. And people, Jesus didn't say, okay, you just go home. Or go and see the doctors. Jesus didn't, we are not against the doctor's job. But we need to lead people to Christ, because even the doctors are believing Jesus. They say, God's the healer. They know, because they are not sure the medication they are giving you is going to heal you. But they are sure that if they treat you, God will heal you. So if they trust like that, and as we have given for healing, we can heal people. Without side effects, without nothing, without paying any bill, people will get free treatment from God. And that's how people will have testimony. I'm sick, they prayed for me. I was with problems, they prayed for me. God clear my way, clear my problems. People will have, God is doing something in their life. And who will tell people about? It's the believer, it's the born again, who have experience, who have tested the goodness of God, who have walked in things of God, who knows how God works. There's the people who tell the people that I was in the same problem, but Jesus healed me. I was sick, but Jesus healed me. I was possessed, but Jesus drove their spirits to me. So the same Jesus is going to do the same thing to you. And Jesus have sent us out. And the prayer is, God bring more rest. We are the Lord's, we need more. Don't think that you are only one. God's using people for people. And others, God cannot use them. That's not true. God is using to every individual who's available, who is ready to work. God is sending people out who are ready to go. Who say, I'm ready to go for God. God will send you. God is still asking, who will go to Korea for me? Who will go to Africa for me? Who will go to the United States for me? Still asking and looking for people who will go for him. Who will go in China for God? Who will go in India for God? It's looking for you to say, yes, Lord, here I am, send me. And God will be ready to send you. God will be ready to tell you, go. And you're not going alone. He say, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be with you until the last time. God will go with you. He will go with you. He will go with you in India. He will send you and he will accompany you to help you, to lead you, to guide you, to protect so that you can do the work without worry. This kingdom of God is like any other kingdom. Let us see, for example, our country, United States, our superpower nation. If they send somebody outside there in any country, the eyes of the government is watching the person they send. If anybody touch that person, the government is ready to fight for that person. As like we are the world in different countries. And these ambassadors are working in the countries. Some countries are not good enough. They are not like United States. But when you go where they stay, you can see like they are just in the United States. The government is taking care of their people. That's the same thing in heaven. The kingdom of heaven cannot just throw us like that. It cannot send us without equipping us. It cannot send us without packing us. It cannot send us without God accompanying us. It cannot send us like that. That's why we cannot go by our own. We are going by the word of God. We are going by the calling of what God has called us. We are going by somebody who is sending us, who is God, who is Jesus. This work is not for ourselves. We are working for him. And we are proceeding. And he will be able to give you everything you want to accomplish the task, to accomplish the work, what you want. He said, ask me, I'll give you. What do you want? You want money? God has money. God has the air ticket. You want where to stay? God has a accommodation for you. Things for you, you just go and ask God. God is going to, because I have sent you, I have called you. Which are to perform when you under the call, when you are ready to go, God will provide. We have, me with my wife, we have this experience that God have used us in a different capacity. God have provided. When God tells us to go, we believe and we take step to go. It's not that everything we say too little. We're not going to perform, we're delaying the plan of God. Some God start working, fighting. God start doing, and you give God the glory. God has sent us. So don't fear. Don't think that where am I going to get everything? God who called you and sent you is a faithful one. It's a faithful God. And God has promised us he will not forsake us. He will never go away. Jesus promised us, I will be with you till the end. This work we need to do until Jesus show up. We work for him. This job. We need to make sure that we are rich areas. We need to go everywhere. Jesus was going everywhere. Every place. Even the synagogues. Some building we see people going every Sunday. They have never heard the gospel of Jesus for the first time. We can assume and think that because they are going to church every Sunday, they know Jesus. You go there, you preach the gospel, you see people receiving Jesus for the first time. You will be surprised. Because most of the church, they are not called. They are not calling people to come to Jesus. You can believe, you can just think and assume. That's why Jesus was not assuming. He was bringing the kingdom of God down here. Because even the synagogues where people are going to worship God, most of them, they don't know God. They need Jesus. They need God. Jesus was going to their synagogue and bring the good news. He preached, the Bible tells us, he went in villages, in the synagogues, to preach the gospel. The good news of God, kingdom of God, so that these people to know about kingdom of God and come to God. You can go somewhere when you rebuke spirits, people will be wondering, even the pastor himself. He will be shocked that what's going on, because this is something new, which means that why he's shocked, because the gospel is not in his life. He needs also to receive the gospel. God is to the people who have received Jesus, who has Jesus in their life. They carry the gifts of God. So if you have not received the gifts of God, it's not in you, those gifts. You cannot walk in the Spirit of God. You cannot perform. God was wanted you to perform. And first of all, the first point, you need to receive the gospel. Gospel, the good news of God, that looking and seeking the lost ones. And you need to know that you are lost from your ways of sin, from what you have been doing. You need to admit that I'm a person. So Jesus, you need Jesus to save you. When you admit and come to Jesus, Jesus saves you immediately, and he fills you with his powers, his Holy Spirit, to be in you. And you start walking with the ways of God. And you start doing things which can please God. And God in heaven, he becomes proud of you because you are walking in this way. As we do the will of God is to preach the gospel. The will of God is to have compassion for these people who are suffering. The will of God is that we want to reach the unreached people. The will of God have tell us to do. That is the will of God. Let us tell the disciples, done as it is in heaven, to be done in this earth. Let the will of God be in our life. And we need to know that this is the time. This is our time. This is the time of you and me. Tomorrow is not ours. This is the time. We need to do something right now and this moment. You there and speak to somebody about Jesus. And tell me to be out there to tell people about the good news of the kingdom of God. Why are we wanting people to come in the kingdom of God? We want people to come in the abundant life. This life we are living, this earth is a temporal life. One day is there, tomorrow is not there. But we have a promise. when we come in Jesus. Whether we are living this life, we are living a permanent life because we know the Lord, that Jesus is in us. He conquered death. He conquered grave. He conquered the sickness. He conquered the problem. He did everything for us. So when we come in Jesus, we receive eternal life. And we become like the first Adam, who was created in the image and the likeness of God. He was not, sickness was not in Adam. Death was not in him. Adam was living like God. Adam was not living. Even God didn't create Adam to go to labor, to work hard like we are doing right now. That's not God's purpose. That's not God's plan to create this man. Creating Adam to be like him, to have fellowship with him, to enjoy the goodness of God, to just walking in the Garden of Eden and glorifying God, to praise God, to thank God for his goodness. He was creating somebody who is like him. And this person, he was without any problem. He was without any sickness. He was without any worry of about anything which will come tomorrow. He was not about, even he was not scared about the animals, like lion, like elephant, like any other harmful animals outside there. People are scared about it. That feeling was not in Adam. That's why Jesus was bringing us back to the same place. Jesus was the second Adam to us, so that he came to show us how the kingdom of God looks like in heaven. He was bringing the kingdom down, as to share again the goodness of God, as to be in God's likeness, as to be in God's will, to walk as God again in this world. You can do more if you believe in God, in Jesus, and you walk in Holy Spirit. We can do more work for him, and God will be blessed. We can reach so many people. We can change so many lives because we believe in God. I thank God for men and women who have given themselves to serve the Lord. I know you are doing great where you are, and continue. Don't give up. I know challenges are there, but don't look at the challenges. Just focus the eyes to God as you in the first place, as you receive him. I want to say God is proud for you for what you're doing. Even you are ministering for, if you are praying for the world, if you are going out to minister and share the gospel, you are doing the great job. Keep up. This is our time. The harvest is plenty and the reapers are few. We still need to pray that God opens the eyes and the minds of all believers to see that we are there to be as missionary, to be as an ambassador of the Lord Jesus, to go out there to glorify and give people hope where there's no hope. So God bless you, and God give you humble time and a heart and a compassion heart to see that we need to reach there to the world and to the people of God. God bless you so much.
Praise the Lord. What a powerful, powerful word from the Lord as God has used Bishop Moses Wafula of Walking by Faith Ministries. We thank God for that word. If you want to connect with us and support us, we're doing a lot. We are the laborers. We thank God for being the laborers. There's a lot of harvest, as the word of God says, but we are glad to be one of the laborers. So if you want to join with us, join our teachings, connect with us, go to walkingbyfaithministry.org. Again, that's walkingbyfaithministry.org, O-R-G. You can contact us. We have our contact information. You can write to us. Our email address is there. You can donate or support our missionaries in Kenya. We have an orphanage in Kenya. We have a ministry in Greensboro, North Carolina as well. So we are busy about our Father's business, and we're excited. And if you want to be a part of that, we're having an upcoming missions trip next year, August 2022. So we're believing for God for that. We're planning for that. We're going to Kenya. And we're going to have a great time in the Lord. So connect with us, support us, walkingbyfaithministry.org. And this is Bishop Moses Wafula giving that powerful word about witnessing, being a laborer in the harvest of God. So God bless you, and we've enjoyed our time with you, and we hope to you will join us again next time for Walking by Faith.